അണോരണിയാൻ മഹതോമഹീയാൻ ആത്മസ്യജന്തോർനിഹിതോ ഗുഹായ. ദിസ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ദറ്റ് യു ആർ ടോക്കിംഗ് ഈസ് എവർ ടു ബി എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്ഡ് ഇൻ എൻ ഇൻസൈറ്റ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻ ദ കേവ് ഓഫ് യുവർ ഹാർട്ട്. Not that the heart has got a cave. In that case, go to Houston immediately. The cave of the heart means on a cake. If I push my finger into the cake and take out the finger, while sucking the finger, you look the harm that you have done to the cake. What is it? You have created a cave in the cave, in the cake. Now, a Mr. and Mrs. Ant. They were coming hand in hand. And Mrs. Ant smelt. Mr. Ant, honey, there is some cake here somewhere. Go and look at it. So she stayed and he went. He moved around the cake twice in his stupidity. Then suddenly he saw a hole and he entered it. First he stood at the door and asked, anybody? Anyone inside? When the ant has entered that cave of cake, cake cave, when that ant has entered, now you become the ant in your imagination. You have entered. On your right side, what is there? Cake. Left side? Front? Above? Below? Cake. Oh, cake. Cake Maya. Anywhere you look, cake only. Thus, in the cave of your intellect, ease is infinite consciousness, meaning once you reach that state, there afterwards, you look anywhere. Kekumayam. Kekumayam. Atmamayam. You cannot see anything other than that Atman, hear nothing other than that Atman, see, perceive nothing other than that Atman, feel nothing other than that Atman. Just as when once you have entered a deep sleep, there is only sleep above, below. On your right side, what is it? Sleep. Left side? Sleep experience. What is there? Nothing other than sleep experience. Isn't that thing? Thus a state of consciousness within you, in the cave of your own heart. This state being explained, anoraniyan, it is subtler than the subtlest. Understood. It is subtler than the subtlest. Understood. Understood? Understood. What? That it is smaller than the smallest. Even less than an atom. It is less than an electron, proton, neutron. It is subtler than a neutron. That is why I am not able to experience it in the meditation. Because my eyesight is very poor. It must be there, but smaller than the smallest. The student understood. The student smiles almost. That is why, teacher, you are the only one who had told me that God is smaller. When you compose yourself that you have understood it intellectually, the teacher shamelessly, cruel, criminal teacher, pulls the carpet from under your feet. Mahato Mahiyan. It is larger than the largest. Guru, are you all right? Just now you said so clearly that it is smaller than the smallest. And we almost understood. Immediately, not even washed your mouth, you say, it is bigger than the biggest. Which is true. It is such portions that the rationalist mark. See that? It is unscientific. It is unscientific. Because science is the realm of the intellect. When you transcend the intellect, it is neither science nor logic, but it is a fact. So the student says, smaller than smallest, understood. Immediately, that which is smaller than the smallest itself is larger than the largest. The whole cosmos is only a slight disturbance somewhere insignificantly in one corner of this infinite truth. You get to really, Swamiji, honestly speaking, you are contradicting. What do you mean contradicting? I can't understand. That is exactly what we want you to understand. That what? That your intellect cannot understand. The intellect holds. How can there be something which is smaller than the smallest, at the same time larger than the largest? Atmahiyan atmasya jandor nihido guhaya. And this great truth, you need not make a pilgrimage, invest money, struggle. It is in your own heart. The very consciousness that illumines all. Nihido guhaya. Tamakradu pashyati vita shogo. Tamakradu. Tam, this state. Who realizes? Akradu. Akradu, desireless. One who has become desireless, vasanas have exhausted in the mind, is not, intellect is no more erupting in desires for the sense objects. Therefore, the mind and intellect is calm and sweet. Tam akradu. One desireless person, a person in whom all desires have been conquered. Pashyati, he comes to see. See meaning not that actually see. When you see a thing, there is no more any doubts about it. I saw it with my own eyes. Others may not believe it, it doesn't matter. It is no more democracy. A majority is voting against it. Therefore, what you have seen may not be true. You may vote against me or for me. It is a fact. Why? I saw it. When you have seen, there is no more any doubts about it. Tamakradu pashyati. The desireless one. Desireless there means one whose mind is not whipped up by desires to agitate and go out. One who has withdrawn and lost in contemplation. Such an individual. Pashyati, he comes to recognize that state. Vita shoko dhatu prasadad mahimanam atmanah. There he becomes vita shoka. All his sorrows have ended. Because the mind is merged. The instrument by which joys and sorrows are experienced is ended. Vita shokaha dhatu prasadad. By the grace of the dhatu. Dhatu both can be dhatari. The grace of the Lord the Creator. Or we can say dhatu prasadad. By the purity of the mind. As the mind is folding on, it becomes a recipient of more and more what your religion calls as grace of the Lord. There's a lot of confusion about that or doubts about. Why is it that the grace of the Lord is coming to my neighbors, to my left and to my right? Regularly coming, grace. And specially packed packets of sorrow and tragedy comes to me. Why? So I even changed my residence, purchased a new house, and left this place. Packets have started coming directly there. Why? Is it a haphazard? Or the Lord sitting on the heaven through the window looks down? That rascal, no. No. Just as you sit near a tank and give the food to the fishes, similarly, Lord is standing there and giving grace to some people, and to some people, no. In nature, laws of nature are equally applicable to all. The chief engineer also will be earthed if it touches 2,000 volt live wire. The law is, don't touch me. Having touched, I am the chief engineer. I am the boss. I produce you. Touch earth, 6 feet down the earth. By evening. Think. Innocently touch. Not knowing that it is a wire you touched. No excuse. Innocently touched or knowingly touched. Swamiji, after all, electricity should have some rules. He was psychologically upset and went and touched. No, that is only modern law, that if anybody can prove that psychologically upset, you can shoot the president. Still go home and enjoy happily thereafter. Waiting for another wave of psychological madness to kill another one whom you want. Laws of the nature has no such excuses. It's all definite. If thus every law given by the Lord is so precisely moving about, you mean to say that the lawgiver himself is not obeying the law? Think? So it cannot be accidental. Think. God's grace is ever available to everyone. But your equipment must be tuned up to that station. When the broadcasting station is broadcasting a program, it has no freedom to say that you and you and you should not hear because they are opposite or opposition party. We are the ruling party. Ruling party alone we are projecting. Impossible. Once you have released the news or a music out, anybody who has got the receiving set can tune up to that station and get that program. Even if the radio has been stolen, looted in the last disturbance. If you are tuned up, you will receive. Every human mind is a receiving set. But it is not tuned up. Our mind and intellect is tuned up to the station called OET station. You are getting that grace of OET grace. When you switch off this station and tune up to Narayana station, Om station. So one who has purified the mind, quieten the mind, no more desires, is not tuned up to the world outside, no more desires to agitate the mind is quieted and turned there. Thus those who are dhatu prasadad, in Sanskrit, in one statement, both these are indicated. Those who have purified the mind and therefore recipient of the floods of His grace, as a result of which Mahimanam Atmana. He comes to experience a Mahima, the glory of that state. That which is indicated by the contradictory statement to prove that it is not intellectual, it is beyond intellect.
Thus, Anoraniyan Mahadomahiyan. The Atman subtler than the subtle, greater than the great. He is seated in the heart of everyone. And he who turns his attention towards it.
When the mind is purified, when the grace falls on you. Not grace falls, I don't know when the grace will come. You can definitely, by 2 p.m. grace is coming. Why? I'm going to purify my mind. But that is all. So your purushartha, your effort of purification of the mind is the secret of invoking his grace. Because a quietened mind is he. So the quieter the mind, greater his prabhav, his glory. By his grace, you come to experience the glory of that higher state of consciousness.
Asino duram vrajati, chayano yadi sarvadaha, kastham madamadam devam, madanyo jnadumarhati.
Again, the teacher revels in that contemplative language, which to the ordinary intellect, it becomes a contradiction. Language of contradiction. But in fact, when you analyze it, it is only contemplative. To the contemplative student, the